Welcome to the deep dive, everyone. Today we are going to be talking all about building a strong vision, whether it's for your team at work, maybe even just a personal project you've been thinking about for a while. And this all came from, you reached out, you sent us a couple articles. The first one was Good Looks Like This, a vision canvas from digital.gov. The second one, Say Hello to a New Way of Finding Answers, which is from the Clarity Lab.
Oh yeah, these are both great
Yeah,
articles.
they are.
And it's so interesting because both of these articles, they really highlight how important it is to be clear on what you're trying to achieve and why. So we're going to explore some practical tools and frameworks for building that vision. I think you're going to find some really surprising takeaways along the way.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, let's jump in.
So the first article from digital.gov dives right into this thing called the Vision Canvas. And it's basically a roadmap for crafting a rock-solid vision for a product. And it seems like this could be useful even outside the tech world, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What's really powerful about the Vision Canvas is that it encourages you to think deeply about the problems that you're trying to solve, not just the symptoms. And it gets you to think about the environment that you're operating in and how external factors might come into play. So,
So it's not just about brainstorming a bunch of ideas and hoping for the best.
not at all, no. The Vision Canvas provides a structured approach to vision building, and this can help teams stay focused and aligned. It forces you to articulate the why behind your vision. And that clarity can be incredibly powerful when it comes to decision making and execution.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be helpful. So let's break down the vision canvas itself. The first component is all about identifying the problem. Seems straightforward enough, but I have a feeling there's more to it than meets the eye.
You're right, yeah. The article stresses the importance of using pre-existing insights and knowledge to really pinpoint the right problems to focus on, and not just listing them out, but figuring out what causes them. They even mention using a fishbone diagram, which is a visual way to map out the relationships between different problems and find those root causes.
I've seen those diagrams before, but honestly, never really knew how to use one effectively.
Yeah, they can be incredibly helpful when you're trying to get to the bottom of a complex issue.
Okay.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion to get to the core.
Yeah.
By identifying the root causes, you can start to develop solutions that are much more effective and sustainable.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like treating the disease, not just the symptoms.
Precisely, yes. And speaking of getting to the heart of the matter, the next component of the Vision Canvas focuses on purpose.
This is where the purpose butterfly comes in, right? I'm intrigued by this exercise.
Yeah, it's a really clever way to get teams thinking about their why. The article describes it as a Venn diagram approach, where one circle represents what's wrong and the other represents why it's up to us to fix it.
Oh, so it's about finding that sweet spot where your team's passion and expertise intersect with a real problem that needs solving.
Exactly. And that intersection, that overlap between those two circles, is what becomes the essence of your organization's purpose. It's your elevator pitch, your reason for being.
Okay, I can see how that exercise could lead to some powerful aha moments. It's not just about coming up with a catchy slogan. It's about really understanding what drives you and what makes your team uniquely positioned to make a difference.
It's about finding your North Star. And once you have that, it can guide all your future decisions and actions.
This is already making me rethink how we approach goal setting on my team. We tend to jump right into the what without really digging into the why.
Yeah, and that's a common pitfall, but it's one that the Vision Canvas can help you avoid. By taking the time to define your purpose up front, you can ensure that everything you do is aligned with your core values and aspirations.
Okay. I'm ready to try this out with my team. Now, let's move on to the third component of the vision canvas, which is all about those external factors.
Right. This is where things get a little bit more complex because we're talking about forces that are largely outside of our control.
Yeah, I'm already dreading those pest or pestle analyses. They can feel so overwhelming and tedious.
I hear you. But here's the thing.
Okay.
While you can't control everything, you can certainly anticipate and adapt to change. And that's what pestle analysis helps you do. It prompts you to consider the political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental factors that could impact your work.
Okay, I see your point. It's
Yeah.
about being aware of the bigger picture and understanding how those external forces might shape your path forward.
Exactly. And the article even offers some practical tips for making those workshops more engaging and efficient. For example, it suggests using visual elements like step cards to represent different external factors.
So instead of just staring at a giant spreadsheet of data, you're actually interacting with the information in a more tangible way.
Yes. It's about making the process less abstract and more relatable. By visualizing the potential impact of those external factors, you can start to brainstorm strategies for navigating them effectively.
Okay. I'm starting to warm up to the idea of a PESEL workshop now. And speaking of bringing things together, the final component of the Vision Canvas is aptly named Bring It All Together.
Yes. This is where all the pieces of the puzzle come together. You've identified the problems, defined your purpose, and analyzed the external factors. Now it's time to synthesize all that information and determine what needs to be achieved.
So it's about taking that idealistic vision and grounding it in the reality of your team's capabilities and constraints.
Exactly. You might come up with a brilliant vision, but if it's not feasible given your resources and time frame, it's not going to be very effective.
So how do you strike that balance between dreaming big and staying grounded?
That's where collaborative decision making comes in. The Vision Canvas encourages teams to work together to define guiding principles, develop strategic themes, and create roadmaps for achieving their vision.
Okay.
It might involve exploring what-if scenarios through speculative design, or it might involve creating a more traditional roadmap with clear milestones and timelines.
It sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's about finding the process that works best for your team in your specific context.
Exactly. And what's great about this final stage is that it encourages teams to think creatively and to challenge assumptions. It's about finding innovative solutions that align with your vision and purpose.
This is really resonating with me. I can already see how this framework could help us break down silos and work more effectively as a team. Now, before we move on to the Clarity Lab article, I'm curious, what are some of the potential pitfalls people might encounter when trying to implement the Vision Canvas?
I think one common challenge is getting buy-in from stakeholders. People can be resistant to change, especially when it involves taking a step back and examining the bigger picture.
So how do you overcome that resistance?
The article mentions this. We do this so we get this chart as a tool for communicating the value and benefits of the Vision Canvas. It helps to connect the dots between the exercise and the desired outcomes.
So it's about making a clear case for why this process is worth the time and effort.
Exactly. And it's also important to emphasize the collaborative nature of the process. When people feel like they're part of the solution, they're much more likely to embrace the change.
That's a great point. It's about creating a sense of ownership and shared responsibility.
Absolutely. And by involving stakeholders from the beginning, you can ensure that the vision is aligned with their needs and priorities.
I can see how that would make a huge difference in terms of buy-in and implementation. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground with the Vision Canvas. Let's shift gears now and dive into the Clarity Lab article.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I'm curious to see how this organization's approach to clarity and strategy connects with what we've just discussed.
Okay, so the Clarity Lab, their article, Say Hello to a New Way of Finding Answers, is really interesting. They seem to offer this personalized approach to problem solving and strategy, which feels like a natural next step after using something like the Vision Canvas.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely a synergy there.
Yeah.
You know, while the Vision Canvas provides a framework for teams to collaboratively build a shared vision, the Clarity Lab seems to focus on helping individuals gain clarity and develop strategies for their own unique challenges.
It's almost like they're offering a guided tour through the messy world of problem solving. Their website talks about using design thinking methods, which reminds me of how the Vision Canvas encourages that visual and collaborative approach.
Yeah, what's fascinating is how they seem to bridge the gap between big picture thinking and practical action. They talk about helping people identify root causes, develop bespoke strategy frameworks, and create actionable roadmaps. It's not just about having a vision, it's about having a plan to achieve it.
And they offer a few different service options, right?
Yeah.
The checkpoint session, the breakthrough workshop, and the Clarity Lab retreat. It seems like they've got something for everyone, from those who just need a quick nudge in the right direction to those who are ready to dive deep and really transform their approach to problem solving.
Exactly. The checkpoint session sounds like a great starting point for anyone feeling stuck or overwhelmed. It's a one-hour coaching call where they help you reframe your challenges and create an immediate action plan. You know, it's like having a personal strategist on speed dial.
Okay, so for someone who's feeling a bit lost in the woods, the checkpoint session could be like finding a compass and a map. But what about the breakthrough workshop? That sounds a bit more intense.
It does, and for good reason. It's a two-hour session with some prep work involved. and they really dig deep into your specific challenge using proven strategy techniques. They don't shy away from uncovering those root causes we talked about earlier, and they help you build a bespoke strategy framework tailored to your unique situation. You even get a roadmap for moving forward, so you're not just left with a bunch of ideas floating around in your head.
I like that they provide a tangible takeaway. It's one thing to have a breakthrough moment, but it's another thing entirely to translate that insight into action. And then there's the Clarity Lab retreat, which sounds like a total dream. 3 days on the Isle of Mull in Scotland, surrounded by stunning scenery, working through challenges, and developing a personal action plan. It sounds almost too good to be true.
It does sound idyllic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think there's real value in stepping away from the everyday chaos and immersing yourself in a focused environment where you can really dedicate time and energy to personal and professional growth.
It's like hitting the pause button on life and giving yourself permission to think deeply about what you want to achieve and how to get there.
Exactly. And the fact that they offer a group setting adds another layer of support and accountability. Mm-hmm. You're not just working through these challenges on your own. You're surrounded by like-minded individuals who can offer encouragement, feedback, and new perspectives.
Yeah, I'm imagining a lot of aha moments happening around a crackling fireplace overlooking the Scottish coastline.
I can see it too.
Yeah.
And even though the setting is beautiful, the retreat isn't just about relaxation and reflection. They have guided problem-solving sessions, reflection activities, and collaborative work to help you develop a concrete action plan for moving forward.
So it's a balance of inspiration and perspiration. You're getting that mental and emotional reset, but you're also equipping yourself with the tools and strategies you need to make real progress in your life.
You've got it. And I think that's what makes the Clarity Labs offering so compelling. They understand that clarity and strategy aren't just about thinking differently. They're about doing things differently.
Speaking of doing things differently, I'm curious about the cost of these programs. The article mentions specific prices, but I'm wondering if their services are only accessible to big corporations or high-level executives. Could someone like me, with a regular job and a regular budget, realistically consider working with them?
That's a great question. And I think it's a concern a lot of people might have. While their client testimonials do feature some impressive names, it's important to remember that their services are ultimately designed to help individuals navigate challenges, regardless of their job title or income level.
So they're not just catering to the elite.
Not at all. Their website even mentions working with university lecturers and product directors, which suggests a broader range of clientele. And they offer different levels of engagement and pricing to accommodate various budgets.
Okay, that's reassuring. It makes me feel like these services are more attainable than I initially thought. But even with the different price points, some people might still be hesitant to invest in something like this. It's a big decision, especially when you're not sure what to expect.
I completely understand that. It's natural to have some reservations, especially when you're venturing into unfamiliar territory. But I think it's important to remember that investing in your own clarity and development is one of the best things you can do for yourself, both personally and professionally.
It's like investing in your future self.
Exactly. And think about it this way. If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, how much time and energy are you wasting, spinning your wheels and getting nowhere? What if investing in a program like this could help you break through those barriers and finally move forward with confidence and clarity?
You're framing it as an investment, not just an expense, and I think that's a really important distinction.
It is. And when you consider the potential return on investment, whether it's increased productivity, improved decision-making, or simply a greater sense of purpose and well-being, it becomes clear that these programs can offer tremendous value.
I'm starting to see things from a different perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the initial cost, but when you consider the long-term benefits, it's a much more compelling proposition.
Absolutely. And remember, even if you're not ready to commit to a full-blown program, the Clarity Lab offers that one-hour checkpoint session, which could be a great way to dip your toes in the water and see if their approach resonates with you.
It's like a taste test before you commit to the full meal. I like that.
And who knows, that one-hour session might be all you need to spark a breakthrough and set you on a new path.
I'm feeling inspired already. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of the deep dive, from the Vision Cannabis framework to the Clarity Lab's intriguing offerings. But before we wrap things up and move on to some practical takeaways, I want to address something that often gets overlooked when we talk about vision and strategy. The emotional side of things. These processes can be quite introspective and at times even a bit uncomfortable.
You're absolutely right. It's important to acknowledge that this kind of work can bring up a lot of emotions. You might be forced to confront limiting beliefs, acknowledge past failures, or even question your own sense of identity.
It's like holding a mirror up to yourself and really taking a good hard look.
Exactly. And that can be a daunting experience for some people. It's important to approach these processes with a healthy dose of self-compassion and an open mind.
So what advice would you give to someone who's feeling a bit apprehensive about diving into this kind of deep introspection?
First and foremost, remember that it's okay to feel uncomfortable. Growth often happens outside of our comfort zones, and these processes are designed to challenge us and help us evolve. It's also crucial to remember that you don't have to do this alone.
It's like having a guide by your side as you navigate through the uncharted waters of your own mind.
I love that analogy. And having a support system can make a world of difference, whether it's a trusted friend, a mentor, a therapist, or even a coach from the Clarity Lab. Having someone to talk to and process your thoughts and feelings with can help you stay grounded and focused throughout the journey.
That's such an important reminder. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to have all the answers and to handle everything with grace and ease.
Yeah, it's natural to want to appear strong and capable, but it's important to give yourself permission to be vulnerable and to ask for help when you need it.
Vulnerability is often seen as a weakness, but I think it's actually a superpower. It takes a lot of courage to be open and honest with yourself and others. And that vulnerability can lead to deeper connections and more authentic growth.
I couldn't agree more. It's in those moments of vulnerability that we often discover our greatest strengths and learn the most valuable lessons.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot more prepared to embrace the emotional side of things now. This has been an incredibly insightful conversation so far. We've explored the power of the Vision Canvas, the unique offerings of the Clarity Lab, and the importance of navigating the emotional terrain of self-discovery.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
And in the final part of our deep dive, we'll bring it all together by exploring some practical takeaways and actionable tips that you can start applying to your own life, work, and team.
Sounds great. I'm excited to see how we can turn all this inspiration into concrete action. All right, so we've explored the Vision Canvas and gotten to know the Clarity Lab a bit. But how can we actually use all this?
You know, sometimes the hardest part is just getting started.
Yeah.
So first things, first take a moment to reflect. Think about those challenges that you're facing. Are you trying to fix the root cause or just slapping a Band-Aid on things? Remember that fishbone diagram?
Yeah.
That can be a great tool to help you uncover those deeper issues.
It's like we said earlier, treat the disease, not just the symptoms.
Exactly. And once you have a better grasp on the problem, it's time to reconnect with your why. What are you passionate about? What are your strengths? What kind of impact do you want to make? That purpose butterfly exercise can be really helpful in clarifying your purpose.
It's amazing how both the Vision Canvas and the Clarity Lab emphasize the importance of purpose. It's not just about setting goals. It's about connecting with that deeper drive that fuels your actions.
Yeah, it really is. And once you've got that sense of purpose locked in, you can start building strategies that truly align with your values and aspirations.
We also talked about those external factors. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by things outside our control. How do we navigate those pestle elements without getting discouraged?
Focus on what you can influence. Identify the external factors that are most relevant to your situation, and think about how you can adapt or even leverage those forces to your advantage. Change is a constant, and learning to embrace it can be a huge catalyst for growth.
So it's about being proactive instead of reactive.
You got it. And don't forget the power of teamwork. Surround yourself with people who share your vision, whether it's your work team, your family, or your community. That support system can make all the difference.
Okay, so we've got the tools, we've got the mindset, but how do we actually take action? It's easy to get stuck in the planning phase and never actually make any moves. What advice do you have for someone who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed or unsure where to begin?
Start small. Break your big goals down into manageable steps and focus on making progress one day at a time. It's okay to experiment, to stumble, and to adjust your course as you go. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination.
It's all about progress over perfection, right?
Absolutely. And if you're really struggling to get unstuck, consider exploring the Clarity Lab's offerings. They have options for every budget and level of commitment, from that quick one-hour checkpoint session to the immersive three-day retreat.
It's great to know those resources are out there, even if it's just for a fresh perspective or some expert guidance.
Sometimes having that outside perspective can be a game changer. And remember, investing in your own clarity and development is an investment in your future.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of vision and clarity. We've explored powerful frameworks like the Vision Canvas, learned about the Clarity Lab's unique approach to problem solving, and even touched on the emotional side of personal and professional growth.
It's been a journey. We encourage you to take what resonated with you most and start applying it to your own life. Whether it's trying out the Purpose Butterfly exercise or incorporating step cards into your next brainstorming session, even small steps can lead to big changes.
Remember, building a strong vision and finding clarity is an ongoing process. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, and never stop exploring. That's what makes life an adventure, right?
Absolutely. And if there's one thing we hope you take away from this deep dive, it's that you have the power to create the future you want. It starts with a clear vision, a strong sense of purpose, and the courage to take action.
So go out there and make it happen. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep seeking those aha moments.
We'll be here to guide you along the way.